is the anthem of the adventurer. The show for men who are tired of forsaking their dreams, who are willing to risk, to dare greatly, and know in their soul that their desire for adventure is good. It's time to venture into the wild places in our hearts. Here's your host, Dan Sayner.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Anthem of the Adventurer. I'm your host, Dan Sayner. Today, we've got a really special treat. It's my Taekwondo instructor, Melissa Templeton. She is amazing, wonderful energy, great heart, just such a joy to be able to learn from her and the cadre of instructors that she has at the Heritage Black Belt Academy here in Lafayette, Indiana, where my son Alex and I have been studying for 2 years now. Goodness, it's been a while. Anyway, I still remember when we started. Alex was just a little guy, 5 years old, and really, really nervous, really super scared. And you're going to hear a little bit about that story in this interview. Just the amazing transformation that both he and I have undergone since then in terms of flexibility and confidence and being able to persevere, especially for him, the perseverance aspect has been huge. For me, it's been flexibility and controlling myself. As Melissa is always eager to point out when I find myself on the floor yet again from overdoing it. So it's just been a really, really fun atmosphere. And she just does a great job of this being kind but firm, which you may hear a bit in her voice here as we go along. And very, very focused on what matters. And she's going to talk about this near the end of the interview. It's not about hurting people. It's about building character through perseverance and self-control and integrity and honor and all these great concepts that we talk about during class every day. And from a guy who wasn't able to do martial arts as a kid when I wanted to, that just wasn't part of our family culture. And to be able to do that now and share it with my son is extra special. So super excited to share this interview with you guys. Before we get into that, though, we have some resources as usual to share with you. So check out these if you're looking to build a more adventurous life, which if you're listening to this, I hope you are. First off, we have the Adventure Challenge. So our friends over there have a great deal for you with their books. If you open one of them up, you're going to see a bunch of things to scratch off and wonder to yourself, what have I got myself into? Well, that's kind of the point. You commit to one of these challenges, then you scratch it off and find out what it is and go do it. And it's a lot of fun, always a little bit of an unknown. None of them are all that high risk. They're not going to ask you to go cliff jumping or, skydiving or something like that. But they're all really fun things that you can do with your friends, your family, your spouse. They have different books for each of those groups and highly recommend it. So head over to the anthemoftheadventurer.com. Big blue box on the front of the website will send you to the Adventure Challenge checkout page where you can use the code Dan10 and get yourself 10% off your first purchase. Now, if you're ready to go deeper on what we call crucial adventures, those higher risk adventures that require more of you, like building a business, like running a company, running a family, go check out our friends over at SEAL Team Leaders. They have training and courses for creating, operating, and sustaining high-functioning teams in every domain of life. And a life full of adventure takes a team. Can't do this alone. So that is their expertise. Love being part of that team and supporting them. Check them out. Last, but certainly not least, join our email list, please. We are about to launch a whole slew of new content, not just from me, but from our team, which we've created. I'm so excited to be able to share some new voices with you that are in this message, some new faces, new stories. Can't wait to share it all with you, but you can't get it without subscribing to our email list. So check us out there. Okay, now we got that business out of the way. Enjoy this interview with my good friend, Melissa Templeton. Oh, and welcome to another episode of the Anthem of the Adventurer podcast. I'm Dan Zahner, your host, coming at you from the 20 degree weather here in Lafayette, Indiana, in my adventure shed. And I'm super excited to bring to you our guest today, my good friend, Melissa Templeton. Melissa, hey, good to see you.
Hi, thanks.
We will get into all of the awesomeness that is Melissa in a little bit. But first, we like to set the stage with a challenge. And I know you are good for a good one. And so I will ask you, what will you challenge myself and the guests, or the guest, the audience, people listening to this crazy thing, to do in the next week after this goes live? What should we do to incorporate some more adventure in our lives?
Well, you're already participating in my plank challenge, so we'll set that aside. I am stealing this challenge from a Facebook community that I'm part of. So the challenge is five times you have to get down completely on the ground, flat, and get back up. But every time you have to do it differently. So you might lay face down, you might lie on your back, you might lie on your side. And then my extra twist on the challenge is you have to do it outside.
Ooh.
Five times down and up every day outside.
Huh. I'm already thinking of like, oh yeah, let's add sandbags to that. Or
yes, add your own twist. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, that's a really cool challenge because it's got to, you know, you need to be creative with it. It's, you know, something that if you can't do it, probably signals that you should be doing some more yoga or taekwondo, which we'll get into in a bit. You know, something to get you moving and keep you flexible as you get older. I mean, I'm only 33, but I'm already feeling like my flexibility is not where it needs to be, even though I am doing a lot of those things to improve it. So
I've seen folks do this challenge, no hands to get up. Or doing Turkish get-ups, if you're familiar with those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so all kinds of fun stuff. But really, it's an instrument. For those of us who don't have any mobility issues, it still makes you think about that. Like, how am I going to get up from this side or this side? And how will I make it fun? But also, what if I couldn't? What if my arm was hurt? Or what if I couldn't use my hands? Or, you know, think it through. It's fun.
Cool. Well, be sure to post some videos of the hilarious ways that you come up with to get up off the ground. I'm sure there will be plenty.
Okay. There'll be probably a dog involved, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Cool. So now that we have that excellent challenge laid down, who is Melissa and what is she about?
Oh, well, you know, you've heard me say I'm an only child, so it's all about me. So I'll try to give you the
absolutely
abridged version. So let's see. I am a wife. I am a mother of two. That I hesitate to say how old they are, but they are out of the house. I'm also a taekwondo instructor and school owner.
Yeah, you are.
I am. And that's how we met. And I'm a motorcycle rider. And I like to think of myself as an adventurer as well.
I think that's one of the things that I've really appreciated you as we've gotten to know each other a little bit over the past, what has it been, 2 years now? Mm-hmm. Man, time flies. So my son, Alex, for those who don't know about me, he's seven. And when he was five, I was like, how can we like do some fun stuff together and something that's physical and adventurous? And I think actually Tracy reached out to you first. She found your Taekwondo school here in Lafayette, Heritage Black Belt Academy. I'm like, yeah, that sounds like a blast. I've never been able to do martial arts growing up. Always wanted to. Alex loves to play, like he's Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles. So let's do it. And you're so welcoming and strong. I think like you have a really good combination of warmth and strength that I appreciate. And that first class was really challenging. Can you share like a little bit from your perspective of like when you saw this, you know, dad who didn't really know what he was doing with a kid who was really struggling with being there? Like, how did that hit you as an instructor?
Well, I'll tell you what I saw, because it's kind of fun to look back on it now, knowing where you and Alex are now in your martial arts journey. At that time, it was pre-pandemic. So we would line everybody up by height. And then that's how we would determine where you stood out on the floor during class. So Alex was he six
then? He was five. Yeah, he was a little five. Guy.
So Alex is in the very front and dad's just a little taller. So he's all the way in the back. And Alex, I hope will forgive me for saying this. I think he cried the entire class.
Yeah,
he was not happy.
Describe that accurately.
Yeah, and dad had the great big eyes, like, what do I do? And that's, we did end up in sending Alex back to stand by you, yeah. but we still continued the class, and he survived and decided to come back. But I think it's a good example of one of the important lessons that I think the right martial arts school can teach. And that is that it's okay to mess up, and it's okay for things to be hard, and nobody's going to kick you when you're down. We're all rooting for you. And then when you come back the next time, it's a clean slate and we all try again. And now
kick Alex, you when you're standing up plenty though.
Well, we do watch out for that. But now Alex is 7 and he's perfectly capable of leading a group of adults in a form, which I think is really neat. He's put in a lot of hard work. He's a neat kid, but just that lesson that it's okay. So I think I think I said this already, but it's a safe place to fail. Yeah. And I think that's important.
I still remember the discussion in the car ride home of like, hey, you know, we talked about perseverance in class today. We're going to persevere in this. We're going to give it one more chance, one more class. If you don't want to continue after that, that's okay. But we've at least given it a good shot. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, yeah, we'll do it one more time. And we, you know, rarely miss a class since.
That's very true. And I don't know if you remember, but you emailed me after that first class.
Yeah, I do.
And asked me what to do to get him back to the next one. Do you remember that? And I said, don't make a big deal about it. Tell him we're going to do something fun. Tell him I like his Spider-Man shirt. Come on back. Yep. And now we can't
get rid of him. I remember oh yeah, no way. I think I remember we watched a bunch of like board break videos or like, you know, here's all the cool stuff you can learn, you know, when you're a mm-hmm. 4th degree black belt and flipping over people's heads and, you know, breaking 5 boards at once and stuff like that. Like, oh, I can do that. Yeah, with enough hard work, you can. And he keeps telling me, Dad, I want to become a 9th degree black belt. Like, cool. You got about 70 years of work ahead of you.
Yeah. The math is in his favor. It's not in ours.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I have no chance, but you know, I'm happy to see him, you know, on his journey. And it's just so much fun. So how did you get into martial arts? Was this something that you grew up with as a kid or picked it up later in life or?
Not at all as a kid. Athletics were not a real big part of what I did growing up. Nerd. But I married a United States Marine, really into self-defense, which I think is important too. And we had 2 daughters. So in 2007, I decided they were old enough. They were about 8 and 11. And there was a brand new community center that had been built and they were starting a Taekwondo class. And I thought, well, I'll go. It took all ages. So I'll sign up with them. And then after the first session, I'll quit. And then the girls will stay with it. I know the girls will stay with it and they'll learn some good self-defense. So that's how it started. About 3 or 4 sessions in, when I said, I don't know about the next session, my husband finally said, just stop. You love it. Just, you're not going to quit. So it was this amazing journey I was taking with my daughters and my husband. I cannot say enough about how supportive my husband is of my adventures. If I wish to try something new, he's right there making it happen. And he was very supportive of the martial arts and, you know, watched my children face challenges and learn that they were stronger than they thought and kind of embrace their power, which I think for all young people, not just young ladies, is really important to learn. This is my space and I will decide what happens here. And then, let's see, for my 40th birthday, my husband gave me entry into the instructor program with the American Taekwondo Association as a gift, because I never would have done it on my own. And so from 2007 to that birthday to now, I now co-own the school I started in plus one more. And, have a few certifications under my belt and I'm just having a fantastic time working with people of all ages in Taekwondo.
Yeah. I can't believe you ever thought that you wanted to quit. That's just like just, seeing you now is like, that just doesn't seem like part of you at all.
it feels odd to say it out loud. And I will think one of the things that I love about Taekwondo is also one of the reasons I thought I would quit. And that is that for me, martial arts was so far outside of this box that was Melissa. And it just was so far outside how I defined myself that it was just, it was an adventure. And, but at the beginning, I didn't see it that way. I just didn't think it was for me. And then once I tried it and I experienced it and I embraced it, it was probably one of the best things I've done for myself ever.
Yeah, that's, I would concur for me too. I love what you said about how your husband supported you. And I think, you know, for the guys listening, of like, the best thing you can do with your wife in the arena of adventure is anytime she says she wants to try something new, just ask her how you can help.
Mm-hmm. 100%, 100%. From martial arts to the look on his face when I said, you know, I think I want a motorcycle.
Every guy probably wishes his wife would ask that.
Yeah, we rode together on his. And one day I said, yeah, I think I need my own. So that started a whole other set of adventures. But yeah, that support and that encouragement and that and knowing that your spouse believes in you, I don't think anything beats that.
Yeah, I've definitely found that to be true for myself. And it's been recent for our marriage. I mean, we've been married 11 years. Mm-hmm. And probably over the past 3 or so, as you know, I've kind of started to dream a little bit more and adventure a little bit more. Tracy's started to finally kind of give herself permission to do that too. And she's now transitioned her career away from, you know, full-time in-person kiddo music teacher that was awesome for her for 12 years, and is going to pursue a PhD in something completely different. And
that's fantastic.
I'm just so excited for her. And it's mm-hmm. so cool to see her light up in different ways than she has before. And just to be able to support her in that.
I think that's fantastic. And it's important for you to know that she sees that excitement. She knows that you're excited for her. And that means a lot.
So let's go down that rabbit hole a little bit. So as a woman, like, and as a mother, as a wife, what are some of those things that fill your heart up in terms of your husband and your kids and partnering with you in all your adventures?
Well, my children are a little bit older than yours. My children are 21 and 25.
Just a little.
Yeah. I had them when I was 12. But for me, I feel like I'm reaping the benefits now of an entire childhood that I hope I created for them, where adventures were a good thing. So I feel like we're this neat little group. I joke that we're a gang, but we're just this cohesive group of strong women, and dad too, when he's with us, that are willing to take on anything. And for me, that's kind of the result of all of the adventuring we did along the way. We're a military family, so we moved a lot when my children were young. So it was up to us to decide, okay, are we going to choose to make this, let's say, this move? Is this going to be hard and a hardship, or is this going to be an adventure? And so choosing adventuring, I think has helped to create these amazing young women that now I just get to enjoy. And then the flip side of that is having a marriage where adventuring is important. So we're empty nesters now. And, you know, my youngest, before she went off to college, said, "What are you and dad going to do?" I said, "Don't worry.
Anything we want.
We'll be fine." Yes. And the next weekend she came home, we weren't there. So this whole adventuring idea has shaped our marriage, has shaped what we're doing now as empty nesters, that we're traveling and riding and meeting new people and just embracing every opportunity we have to have an adventure. And I think it adds such an important spice to life. Something that you said just a little while ago, Dan, about it fills me up. And just having created that family being able to enjoy that family dynamic of adventuring, I think is super cool.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know that I've met your younger daughter, but Abigail is just such a badass, if I must say. Like,
she is. She is my youngest.
She can. And oh, she is, really? Oh,
she is my youngest.
She just seems older, like in a wise kind of way, you know, mm-hmm. like she has gravitas, you know. she's got a powerful spirit, and she has kicked my butt more than once in sparring. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
No, I think she's
one of my favorite people to spar with.
Oh, thank you. Now, Abigail was teaching adult taekwondo classes solo when she was 12. Wow. She's an old soul. But no, both Abigail and Hannah are do no harm, but take no crap kind of young ladies. And yeah. Super proud of both of them. So they have the courage of their convictions to stand up for what's right, which I think is something important for us to model for each other and for our children. So it's fun to see that coming to life.
Yeah. It's really fun. I only know her on, Saturdays and sometimes Tuesdays and Thursdays, but it's definitely evident that that is at her core and at your family's core values too. I don't know why I feel like sharing this, but just, I appreciate when I get to spar with her as opposed to Sean, because I know that she's not going to kick me in the throat.
Well, Abigail, yeah, she'll be super. I love that she's super polite and kind. And then when it's time to spar, it's all over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's hitting points on you before you even know what's going on.
Yeah. So I have a story about Abigail and self-defense, but I don't know if you want to hear that here.
Sure.
So she was maybe in the fifth grade. So she'd been in Taekwondo for a couple of years. And we were at a community pool. She was swimming with a friend. And another little boy that we don't know, never a total stranger, thought it would be funny to grab her from behind.
Bad idea.
And I was, and I was on the pool deck, so I wasn't in the water. So I could see the crisis unfolding. So I'm trying to hustle to the edge of the pool. As soon as he grabs her, she does everything she's been taught. So now we've got this little boy who's bent over, coughing, trying not to get sick in the pool. And Abigail is waiting. You know, she's ready for whatever's next. So, I tell her, stop, it's over, leave. And then this poor little boy, I'm lecturing him about how you don't run up and grab people like that. So then I see somebody coming, Dan, and I look over and it's this boy's mother. And she comes, steaming down the pool deck. And I think, oh no, now, he's going to get worse. And the first thing she did was she pointed at the boy and she said, I'll deal with you later. And then to me, she said, where did she learn that? So it worked out well in the end, but did get to see that all of that repetition, all the drilling does pay off, which was fun.
Yeah. Well, while we're on the topic, so have you ever had to use what you've learned over the years in a like real life situation?
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
Nothing super dramatic. So I don't have, a Lifetime original movie story for you.
At least not in that sense.
I've had one incident in particular that was in a parking garage. No. And became apparent the gentleman was up to me for no good. I just dropped everything I had and got ready. And he looked at me for a minute and decided it wasn't worth it. We had one student in our
good choice.
So we've actually had, you hear the stories about someone being followed out of a grocery store or trouble in a parking lot. I'm not going to name names, but we have a young lady in our school that this happened to, that she was in a parking lot and putting groceries in the trunk and wasn't quite sure what was going on and looked, and she had three men surrounding her around the trunk. So she closed the trunk, threw her purse down, got ready and said, let's go. And same thing. They looked at each other, they looked at her, and they left. And she did. She was pretty freaked out. She was pretty freaked out, and rightly so. And she called the police and it was all dealt with. But yeah, she was ready and that made a difference. So who knows?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we get, sorry, I'll go on for days, so I'll stop.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, it's cool. I think that's part of what's valuable about the skills that you teach is not that, oh yeah, you're going to go out and kick people in the head all the time, but it's you are prepared to deal with someone should they decide that messing with you is the choice they want to make, and you're going to make them have a pretty bad day.
Yeah, and there's that, and then there's, and you've heard us talk about just how you handle a bully. We do spend time every session, working a little bit on what you do if you've got a bully situation, because, kids have a lot they have to deal with.
Yeah. And can you speak to a bit of kind of how those skills and that mindset, that confidence, transfers over to the rest of life, especially with our kids?
I think there is a leadership component that develops in martial arts out of the confidence that you get. So we drill over and over, and we push our bodies and we push our minds, and we learn we can do more than we thought we could. And we learn that we can do hard things. And that's very valuable information for me to have about myself, that I can try hard and I can do hard things. I see students, children and adults, myself, when an opportunity presents itself and someone needs to handle a situation, whether it's at work or at school, whether it's leading a project, leading a presentation in your class, or the boss is gone and someone's got to handle a situation, you know, you've got that ability to step in and figure out how to handle it. Martial arts is technically an individual sport. So I'm judged only on what I do. When I compete, it's on what I do. My rank advancement is what I do, but I cannot do it alone. It's a family. And so you learn how to work with other people to get the best out of everybody. And I think that translates into leadership and confidence and capability and all kinds of, in every facet of your life.
Yeah. I like whenever we have a rank advancement ceremony, whenever you get your new belt, you point at your family and say, "Hey, see this belt? I did this, but I couldn't have done it without you." Mm-hmm. And even though Tracy and the girls are never usually present, point at the house where it would be, you know. and it's a good reminder that though, you know, we're putting in the sweat on Saturdays or Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's, you know, about the people who are supporting you at home. It's about your fellow students. It's about your instructors, and, you know, having that tribe, that family around you.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So what's next for you? I mean, you've been at this, craft for a while, and you're constantly mm-hmm. innovating and learning. What's next?
Well, that's another great thing about martial arts. There's always something next. Are you familiar with like Gallup Strengths Finder when you find your five personality strengths? Okay. So one of my top ones is learner. And so Taekwondo feeds that. There's always something else to learn. So I'm always looking at what else do I want to certify in. For instance, I'm certified in sword, so I want to certify in another weapon.
I can't wait to work with swords.
You're going to love it. It's a lot of fun. But there's always another class to take, another certification to earn. There's also always that next belt. So my next belt test will be for third degree, and I have tested for third before and I did not pass. And so I always say I'll win or I will learn. So learned a lot. And now I'm going to go after that again later this year. Ultimately, I'd like to go as far at least as fourth degree. We'll see how my lower back feels about that. Someday, our Taekwondo schools are clubs. So we operate out of somebody else's space. So we teach at a community center or at two community centers. Someday I'd like to have a brick and mortar location for this school.
That would be so nice.
It would be great. The thing that our co-owners, the LAPACs, the thing that we always run up against whenever we talk about it is we don't want to raise our fees, because for us, teaching Taekwondo is about giving the gift of Taekwondo, because it means so much to us. We want to share it with other people. And I know that it would not be as accessible for as many people if we really raise those fees. So that's the balance that we have. But someday, Heritage Black Belt Academy on a building.
That will be amazing when it happens. And mm-hmm. it's one of the many things I tell, you know, so a good friend of mine is second degree, I think, up in Michigan. And we shop talk every now and then of like, oh yeah, what are you learning this week? And, you know, how did you get your butt kicked? Or, you know, what's the board breaks you're doing? And he's always amazed at how affordable your school is. He's like, it's how much? You gotta mm-hmm. be kidding me. Mine's like four times that.
Yes. Yes. We're not building an empire. It's a really time consuming hobby that we have going. Yeah. We all have day jobs. Because it's important to us to share it, I want to ask you, what is martial arts for you and Alex?
For me, it's always about being present and persevering. Like when stuff gets hard, when I fall on my butt, quite literally many times, it's, you know, fall down seven times, get up eight. I fall down hard. My shoulder still hurts from a few couple months ago. Those floors are hard. But it's you know, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and I always want to, you know, win at everything, and I'm learning, like, okay, I can win at just keeping going, at just persevering, at learning to control myself, and having, you know, the respect for my own body and for my sparring partners, and not kicking their face off, which I have done a couple times, not usually intentionally.
It's getting better.
It's getting better. It's every time I get in this bar, control, power can come later. and you know, that the whole adage of slow is smooth is fast. Like, the guys who are and gals who do it best look like they're in slow motion while they're kicking you in the back of the head. For Alex, I think it's him just realizing he's got more power than he realizes. And if he sets his mind to it, he can do anything he wants to. You know, I just love watching him on board break days where he'll just, didn't break it. Didn't break it. You know, and over and over. And, you know, he'll tweak, he'll take the feedback of what he needs to change. Like, okay. Yes, Miss Templeton. Okay. And he'll go at it again, and he won't give up until that board breaks in half.
And that's true. Very excellent perseverance from Alex, and probably the best push-up form in the class.
Man, he did 42 push-ups in a minute on Saturday. It was crazy. And that's the other fun thing too, of like, we get to do things physically, like as guys, you know, we get to kind of challenge each other, and he's outdoing me on the plank challenge, full disclosure. He's in the month of February, for those who are listening, we've all committed as a school to do a plank challenge where every day we do a plank, and every couple of days we increase the duration of the plank. Started out at 20 seconds. End of the month, we're going to get to 5 minutes. Alex wanted to start out at 3 minutes and get to 8 minutes by the end of the month. I'm like, okay, you do realize what you're committing to. Yeah, Dad, I got it. Because I said I wanted to start at 2 minutes. He's like, well, I'm going to do three. And he's been doing it. He's been crushing it. So it's just cool to see him, you know, wanting to compete with me in a, you know, friendly way. And I mean, just as a dad, like, seeing him lead the class in, you know, counting in Korean in during stretching. And, you know, he's always respectful of his sparring partners, even when he's whizzing around like a whirling dervish painting points on them. It's just really fun to see him kind of grow in his mastery of himself.
That's a good way to put it. One thing about martial arts that was hard for me at first, it was a challenge for me, was learning how to let go and let somebody else be in charge. I think for a lot of us adults, everywhere that we are in our lives, we're in charge of something. And to go to this class where all I had to do was try my best and do what Dr. Hoskins told me to do, my instructor. And once I learned how to hand that over, it was so relaxing and freeing, even though I'm sweating buckets and working hard, but it was so relaxing to just hand that over to somebody else for an hour and let them be in charge.
Yep. I would fully agree with that. It's one of the highlights of my week for that reason. And many more is like, okay, all I have to do is do anything but put in the work. Is there anything that you wish people would ask you, either about life in general or about Taekwondo, that no one asks you?
I wish more people were just open to the idea of talking about Taekwondo and martial arts in general, because I think there's this misconception that it's about being violent, and it's not. It's not unusual for me to meet an adult who comes and joins our school and says, my parents wouldn't let me do it when I was a kid.
That was me.
And it happens more than you know. And I wish we could, in the United States, get martial arts more into just more to the forefront. So it's not sweep the leg.
It's not Cobra Kai.
No, it's not. We're not learning how to hurt people. What we're doing is we're building really good people with really strong character. We're just using martial arts to do it. So if you think of the oath that we have, you know, before and after class in Taekwondo, every single week, we talk about courtesy, loyalty, respect, perseverance, honor, integrity, and self-control. And all of those things are important everywhere. We're just using martial arts to learn them.
Yeah. And also for, you know, from a faith perspective, like it, martial arts isn't about Eastern mysticism, although some schools it is more, but for your school, another one of many things I appreciate is the faith aspect. When we pray before mm-hmm. class, we have our classes in, you know, Christian community centers, and it's just nice to be able to use our bodies to glorify God in mm-hmm. the Taekwondo flavor. And my parents won't be ashamed to admit it. Like that was kind of the limiting thing for me as a kid of it's the, yeah, I don't really know about the, you know, the yin and yang on the wall and the, you know, talking about the, you know, kind of stuff that, you know, goes along with the Eastern mysticism thing. That was the perception and possibly reality of the schools that were around when I was a kid. But it's nice to see that you can have a Christian Taekwondo Academy, and it's mm-hmm. totally normal. Mm-hmm.
It is. I have to remember to spell that out in our new sessions, though. I did have a family get really worried that we were chanting at the beginning of a class. And what we do is we're counting in Korean while we warm up. And so I have to remember to point that out to new families.
Yeah.
In case not everyone's worried about that, but some are. But yeah, it's martial arts is not what you think it is. If you've never been around it. And so, you know, my flavor of martial arts, you know, American Taekwondo, that's not the only kind that's out there. Go out and find the one that works for you and try it, because it's, you won't regret it. It's good for you. Whatever kind of martial art works for you, jiu-jitsu or karate or Taekwondo, get out there and try it.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And, you know, it's kind of fun. I've only tried one other martial art, and I only did one class of Krav Maga, and not because I didn't want to keep going because it was too expensive but man, that's a workout.
That is a workout. I've got my eye on a Krav Maga certification, but I have a little work to do before I can do that, and yeah. I need COVID to go away.
Yeah, a bit. That one's a little more up close and personal friendly.
But they're all good for you physically and mentally and spiritually. There's something about martial arts that will just click for you if you just find the right one.
Yeah, exactly. I think it speaks to just our progression as people, you know, of, you know, we grow from, you know, just needing to feel loved and accepted to seeing that, hey, we've got some power, we can use it, we can be a little dangerous, we can, you know, have a little fun with this, and then go into the perseverance aspect and learning the importance of adventure and go doing hard things, and then okay, now we can really project power and really do some damage, so we better learn some control over this, and then to being able to invite others into it and teaching them, you know, kind of the whole journey of, you know, white belt to black and degrees on mirrors our journey as people.
I agree. It mirrors what our journey as people should be. We should always be trying to grow. We should always be trying to learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love hanging out with you, and I can't wait until Saturday when we get to hang out and sweat some more. Where can people find out about you and what you do, and hopefully come join our class?
Well, we have a little website, heritageblackbeltacademy.com. And all of our class information is there, including my contact information if you have questions.
Great. We'll be sure to post that in the show notes for anybody. And we'll hopefully see some of you who are listening either at Tuesdays and Thursdays or Saturday mornings here in Lafayette if you're local. So come by, say hi, and stay a while. It'll be great.
Well, and this Saturday, Dan, we'll have to let you pick the board break. So what board break should we do?
Ooh, man, there was one that you were saying would be really an axe kick. We should definitely do an axe kick.
Axe kick it is. We'll do that on Saturday.
I can't wait. And I got to stretch my hip flexors a lot between now and then.
Yep.
hydrate, and stretch. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being here, Melissa. It's always a pleasure. I'm just glad we got to hang out for more than a couple of minutes in between classes like usual. So this was just an extra treat. And can't wait to see you in class. And just thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. It's a pleasure. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for joining us today on the Anthem of the Adventurer. Make sure that you subscribe to our email list to get all of our updates on theanthemoftheadventurer.com. Like us and follow us on Instagram and Pinterest to get all the visual updates, and keep an eye out for the updated blog and website coming out in May. If you're looking for some more resources to keep your adventures going, check out our tribe on Facebook, the Anthem of the Adventurer Tribe, or our friends over at the Adventure Challenge. You can use the code DAN10 at checkout to get 10% off your order for a really amazing book full of challenges for you and your family. Go out and live your adventure.